been around coaching for a while. 200 wins, what's it feel like to be a part of it?
It feels great, and especially coming against KU, you know, growing up here and watching all the K-State KU games, it's great to get his 200 win against KU.
When that occurs. With your dad just, you know, working for him for however many years now, what has he done for you just in your development as a player?
He's done a lot. I mean, I've known him since I was a little kid, and so he's always been a part of my life ever since I was little. And to be able to come play for him, it's been very special.
Is it more special that it was KU?
Yeah, I think it is, just because it's a rivalry and all that. So, yeah, I think it is.
But you guys overall didn't play that well today. A little frustration with that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we definitely got to get some things corrected before going to TCU, but also got to give a lot of credit to them. They played very hard. That's one of the most physical defenses I've played against all year, so a lot of credit to them.
You know, when you guys get down to the goal line, I mean, I think a lot of us all expect you're going to take the ball. And how do you go through? Because I feel like the defense probably has a pretty good idea of what's going on. What do you do to kind of overpower that?
I mean, a lot of people are always blitzing on that. Obviously, they know I'm probably going to run the ball. So just rely on my blockers and put my head down. Hopefully, there's a hole. You know, that's how I go through it.
You beat up a little bit on those carries?
Yeah, definitely. They're physical carries. Get hit a lot.
Alex has kind of separated himself a little bit in helping you in that role. What's it like to be down on that goal line, to have somebody out there to help you?
That's awesome. I mean, he's done a great job blocking and also does a great job running. And then having him as a lead blocker in that package is really, really good thing. Does a great job.